Worth your while for listening. You might win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere, Las Vegas, an iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles live at Sphere, Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th, and you could be there. We've got two trips for two, with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, dinner at Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibe E VIP experience package, prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keywords, heartache, to 95819. That's H-E-A-R-T-A-C-H-E, heartache, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. All righty. When I saw this, I had two different reactions. Some people said, well, is the Michigan State Police being called into action in Milwaukee because of what happened? We've been told by the Secret Service, and I don't know why they said this. What were they proving? I don't know. But they said they had not, the assassination attempt of former President Trump did not affect what they were planning on doing for security at the convention. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't make that statement. And I sure would do more stuff because of the danger now that we're talking about. But be that as it may, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, is here, and 35 of our finest Michigan State Police troopers are going or in Milwaukee to provide security for the convention. I'm going to guess, Mike, first of all, good afternoon. I'm going to guess this was set up a while ago.
It was. So what it's called is it's an EMAC request.
What is it called? What
is EMAC? It's an EMAC request from different states. That can call other state agencies to come help them. A lot of people remember that we actually sent troopers to Katrina and we sent troopers to New Jersey for Hurricane Sandy. We also sent troopers to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. So when an agency figures that they need a little bit more help, they can reach out to us. And that's what they did, is they made that request even before the events of this weekend. And then we agreed that we would send 35 troopers, and those troopers, all their salaries and all that stuff is reimbursed by the city of Milwaukee.
Oh, well, that's nice. That part I never even thought about because I didn't have to pay for it, I didn't think. But whatever. And meaning, certainly no disrespect, but it reminded me, and I tried to explain to people, this is not unusual. For example, for when DTE Energy has a big storm here, or consumers, they have an agreement where people come in from other cities to help us. I mean, it's very similar. The Michigan State Police will go where people need extra help, and that's what you're doing, as far as I can tell, in Milwaukee.
And that's exactly what we're doing out there. We're going to help them out with crowd control, different things, probably some traffic control points around the venue, make sure you know the right people are getting in and the right people aren't getting in. Also, you know, helping them out with any protests that they may have out there, you know, because you know, your First Amendment right to protest is vital, and we have to make sure that we're doing that as well. And, you know, keeping everybody safe. So we were planning on that before any of this happened, and now I am quite sure that they had a plan in place. They're probably re-looking at their plan and making sure that they have everything, you know, a way that they want it to be with that, what happened over this weekend. Naturally, an indoor event is a lot easier to secure than an outdoor event.
Right.
So that's going to be some things that they'll take a look at. But we've worked well with our other state agencies throughout these type of events. And, you know, I'm anticipating another successful trip for our troopers over there.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police. Again, I love learning things. We try to learn something new every day, and we just did. The city of Milwaukee made an EMAC request, which is Emergency Management Assistance Compact, and therefore MSP sent 35 troops to help with security, crowd management at the convention. Interestingly enough, Chicago so far has not made an EMAC request for law enforcement at the Democrat National Convention. This, according to you guys, Michigan State Police hasn't gotten a call.
No, and if they would have called us, we probably would have helped them out too. But Chicago's a lot bigger police department than the Milwaukee Police Department. So as far as they go, they may think that they have everything and don't need any extra out-of-city, out-of-state people to come in and assist them. So that could be part of it, or they may, you know, just think that they have it under control and they don't need any extra help.
I guess I'm asking for an inside secret. Mike, I do not understand why, and I see it again in another story here, that the Secret Service has made it so clear that they have no planned changes to RNC security protocol after the Trump assassination attempt. Are they trying to say, look, we already have the highest level of security in place, so we aren't increasing it, it's already increased? Or are they just saying that to throw things off and maybe they really are increasing security?
Well, I can tell you one thing that the Secret Service does not talk about, it's presidential security. So the chance of them actually laying out what they're doing or what they're not doing, that's never going to happen. They don't talk about securing either the former president, the president, or any former presidents out there. It's just not a conversation they have in public. So we know that we work very well with them. You know, the president was in town Friday, and we were there providing his motorcade security and getting him to A to B and back on Air Force One and heading back to where, to the White House, I believe. So we do this a lot here in Michigan, and I anticipate that we'll do it a lot more as the November election gets closer. Michigan is a swing state, and usually we start picking up the pace here right after the convention. So I have the faith in the Secret Service that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you know, we'll talk about it afterwards for an after-action review like we always do, and there's always something you can do better to make sure that gets done.
God bless you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police that you represent. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, Paul W. I really appreciate that.
We'll talk again soon. Be safe. We continue in focus. We have Congressman Tim Walberg coming up and senatorial candidate Mike Rogers right around the corner here in focus with Paul W. Smith.